This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, August 2nd. God's word for you today is greatness sake. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. And it says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I've remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. The truth is, somewhere inside, nearly every one of us, inside nearly every human being, is that desire to be great. Hopefully, you want to be great, and you will be great in the name of Jesus. You are going to be completely limitless in the mighty name of Jesus. The seed of greatness has been put in us by God. We want to be great at all that we do. None of us wants to just come to earth and go back without leaving an impact. None of us wants to come to earth and go back without adding value to the people around us. Everyone should want to add value. Everyone should want to leave a legacy. Everyone should want to leave a mark. You want to be the best doctor and leave a mark in medicine. You could be a teacher and desire to leave a mark in education or academia. You may be a radio presenter and want to leave a mark in the media industry. You may be an actor, pushing to leave a mark in Nollywood, Hollywood, or Bollywood. As a parent, you want to leave a mark in the lives of your children. The desire to be great is in you, and God will bring it to fruition in the name of Jesus. The truth is, we all can be great. We all have been designed for greatness, but not all of us will be the greatest there is. Not every medical doctor will be the greatest physician there is. Not every musician will be the Mozart. Not every footballer will be Pele, Messi, or Ronaldo. Not many footballers, artists, or leaders will be the best, the greatest there is. If you look at the nation Nigeria, Nigeria has had 14 presidents. In a nation of almost 400 million people who have lived as Nigerians, if not more. There have only been 14 presidents since its independence. Not everybody will be at the pinnacle. In the United States, for instance, there has been only 45 presidents. The nation probably has 500 million people who have lived since their independence to date. But they have had only 45 presidents. What are you saying, Pastor? What I am saying is, while not all of us can be the greatest there is, each of us can be the greatest he or she can be. While we cannot all be the greatest there is, you can be the greatest version of yourself that God designed, so that by the time it is all said and done, you have achieved the greatest potential that you could ever have achieved. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that by the time it is all said and done, you will have achieved the greatest heights that you could possibly have achieved in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I ask that you birth in me a burning desire to be the greatest version of who you have created me to be in every area of my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.